Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem Aleph, the last daf here in Eilat Aharis. And we'll talk about a topic that relates to the last couple of lines in the parak, and that is having dangerous dogs in one's house, and a couple of other related halachas related to pets. Says the Gemara all the way at the end of the parak. The parak here is talking about unusual damaging by animals. And is that keren? Do you pay chatzi nezek? Because really a baba kama issue. And we got into this through the sugya of palganis kaknasa, palganis kamamona, and modi beknas pater. That was the din of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the end of the Gemara, b'shem Reb Nasan. The Tanya Reb Nasan Omer, minayin shalo yigadal adam kelev ra b'tove. So how do I know that one is not allowed to raise an evil dog? What is an evil dog? The Rishonim discuss. Is it one that barks and scares people? Is it one that barks and bites people? What is kelev ra? Good question. Maybe it's the difference between if you ask the owner and if you ask the person walking by. But either way, one is not allowed to have a kelev ra b'tov beso, although ya'amid sulam ru'ua b'tov beso. One is not allowed to have a rickety, dangerous ladder in their house, which can be used and lead to hazik. Shene emar v'lo sasim damim b'vesecha. Right, the source is by the mitzvah of ma'akeh. By ma'akeh, there's a mitzvah that say to put up a fence, but there's also a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, not to have a dangerous situation in one's house. I think months ago, we had a shiur about ma'akeh, but here, it's about the lo sa'aseh, lo sa'aseh damim b'vesecha, right, the Sefer HaChinuch. In Tav Kuf Mem Vav and Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, talks about the messages of ma'akeh, the mitzvah that say, and lo sa'aseh, about having a dangerous situation. And he says, one should not say and cannot say that, well, it's in my rishus, so it's their business, not their business walking in. If they walk in, it's their fault. Or one might say that, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Nobody is going to fall down or get hurt or even die before their time. So, you know, I can have the dangerous situations, and whatever's supposed to happen is meant to happen. Says the Torah, no, that's not true. We have to live in the natural world, and we have to recognize that nisim don't happen to all. Yes, there were nisim that happened to some, Hanani, Mishael, Azaria, that were moser nefesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them out and performed an ace, but that's not what we should rely on or can rely on. And that's what the Chinuch says, mostly in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Vav, which is the Mitzvah Zaseh, and the Lo Zaseh, he says, just look back what I wrote. So just some of what he wrote here in Tav Kuf Mem Vav, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Lefi Sha'am, Heyos Hashem Baruch Hu, Mashgiach, Im Heyos Hashem Baruch Hu, Mashgiach, by Prati B'nei Adam, even though Hashem is Mashgiach on the details of everyone's life, V'yodea Koma Aseihem, and he knows all of their actions. Hashem is involved in every detail of our lives, no matter where, no matter who. As the Gemara says in Maseches Chul on Adav Zayin, Ein Adam Nokeif Etzvo Milamata. Elam Kim Achrizin Ala Milamala. A person does not stub their toe or bang their finger below unless it was announced and hochrez from above. Even though that's true, that Hashem is ultimately involved in personal hashgacha in every one of our lives, still, tzarech ha'adam lishmer atzmo min ha'mikrim ha'nehugim ba'olam. Still, we have a responsibility to guard ourselves from the mikrim, from nature. And if it's cold outside, we have to wear a hat, and we have to follow all the laws of driving. Because Hashem created the world, and he created natural law. V'gazar, she'ei ha'ei sorefes, v'hamayim mechabin alahava. And Hashem decreed, fire burns, water extinguishes. U'kamochein yichayev ha'teva, shem tipol even gdola arosh ish, shetzerat seitzes mocho. If a rock falls on the head of a person, then the person's head is going to be smashed. O'em yipol ha'adam mirosh ha'gag ha'gavo ala arach ha'yamos. Person falls out off a high roof, then he's going to die. You can't get out of that. You can't rely on other expectations. V'hu baruch hu chanan gufos b'nei adam v'yapach v'yapav nishmas chayim ba'alaz das lishmar haguf mikol pega. Hashem breathed into us an intellect and an ability to guard ourselves from dangerous situations. V'nasan shneim ha'nefesh v'gufa b'toch galgal ha'yisodos. And he put the body and the soul together. V'hema yinhagum v'yifulu b'am p'ulos. And our body and soul act in unison. V'achar she'akel shibed et guf ha'adam l'teva, and since Hashem put our neshama into the guf, and now that guf is subject to teva, ki kein chi'ivah chachmaso, and because that is part of the ultimate wisdom of the world, to have man part of the world, mitzadju bal chomer, he's physical, tzivu lishram in a mikra. So that's why, because we are within the natural world, so therefore we are commanded to guard from dangerous situations. Ki atevashu maser biyado yasepu laso alav im lo yishrei menu. Because teva will do its thing. Teva will do its thing, right? Even if somebody's a great tzaddik, if something happens, if somebody, rachmana litzlan, a terrorist comes, there's natural law that's going to happen. Yes, he says there are ksas b'nei adam, asher hamelech chafetz bi karam, l'rov chasidu sam, v'dveikus nafsham bidrachav barachu, because of their dveikus, and because of their piety, hema hachasidim hagadolim asher me'olam anshe Hashem kemo, who's included in this? Nobody recently. Kamo avos hagadolim v'akadoshim v'harbe min abanim, the great avos and some of the children. Sheyu achreim kamo Daniel, Chananiel, Mishael, Azariah, v'domayim. Like the ones that are from Tanakh. Shemasar hakel hateva bideim. Hashem gave teva into their hands. U'betchilasam haya hateva adon aleim. Originally, even when they were born, don't think they were born like this. Very important chinuch here, right? Don't think they were born like this. Originally, teva was adon on them. Ubisofan legodel his alus nafsham, and because towards the, as they get older, because of the greatness of their perfection of their soul, nahafochu sheyuheim adonim alateva, they rule teva. Kasher yadanu ba'avim avinu, like we are avim avinu, shepilu b'kivshon ha'esh v'lahuzak, that Nimrod threw him into the fiery furnace. The arbaas hachasidim aniskarim, and the four great pious people that we just mentioned, that the Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, Shesamu Osam Lego Atun Nura Yekidita, that they were put into a fiery furnace, Vishar Rashehon Lo Ischarech, and yet not one hair on their head was singed. Right in the footnotes here, it talks about what the Chinuch is talking about. So if you look in the text, if you look in the Psukim in Sefer Daniel, right, Hanan, Mishael, Vazaria were thrown into the kitchen of Aish, but Daniel was thrown into a lion's den. So he talks about it on the bottom here, Pliya Atsuma, Shari Noda Min HaPasuk, Ube Gemara Sanhedrin, Shalahushlak Daniel, Me'olam, Lugo Atunura, V'lo Avili Shlosha, Chanem Shem Azariya, V'lo Kamo Shukaz Varba, V'ish Liyashi Bedofik, so he talks about that. V'ro B'nei Adam, back to the Chinuch, V'ro B'nei Adam B'chetam Lo Zachu, Ela Ma'ilag Dol Azos, most of us, most people in the world aren't Zochet, Alkein Tisavenu Atar L'shmar Mishkanosenu, We shouldn't have any dangerous situations in our lives. We shouldn't rely on an ace, as the Medrash says. Chanani, Mishael, Azariah did not know that they would be saved, and they were zoche in that way. Even when B'nai Yisrael as a nation fight a milchama, they used to fight with weapons. And it was a natural law that they went in, even if Hashem was helping them. Right? Everybody's going to agree to this. So this is the background for our halacha about not having a dangerous ladder and dangerous dog in one's property, because that's a violation of losas and damim b'beisecha. This is going to the halacha in Choshen Mishpat. In the end of Choshen Mishpat, that's where many of these halachas about shmiras hanefesh are quoted the halacha. And if you look in Simen Tuf Tes in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's a whole simen. Ein megadlum behema daka b'yishuv v'chazir b'kelav rab b'cholakom. Right, different reasons of why you're not allowed to have certain animals. Right, the behemoth daka you're not allowed to have because in Eretz Yisrael, because they normally steal. Okay, so that's not related to our issue. Then it talks about pigs. One is not allowed to raise pigs in b'chol makom afilu l'mashoach b'hem oros. But then we get to our halacha. Oser legadel kelev ra el im kain, based on another gemara. El im kain who oser b'shal shlosh shal barzel. A wild, rabid dog, what's called a kelev ra, a dangerous dog, one is not allowed to have unless he is chained up. He is chained up with barza, with iron chains. V'kashur bahem, says the Sma, da'oz tam she yashuch, because then the tam that he might bite, v'gam tam she menabeach umapilos, or that he'll bark and scare a pregnant woman, hanashim yiraso enkan, given the yodim shu kashur lo misyar mimeno v'en umapilos, because they know that he is chained up. It's known. It's not a dog that's running around the wild, but you know he's chained up, so then they will not be scared even if they hear him bark. So that's why it is mutter, as long as he is chained up. If you live on a border city, then maybe you can let it go free at night because you need that for shmira. Right now that we live amongst the Goyim, and maybe dogs are part of the regular protection that we need, the Rama says that this is something that is accepted, just look what everybody does. But if it's a Kelev Ra, that there's a real chash, that he will damage people. But even now, says the Rama, any type of dangerous dog that really could hurt people and people are scared of, that one is not allowed to have in their house. So again, how does that translate? Lamaisim is banazeh. If there are the known dangerous dogs, and we're not even mentioning any type of kind, that would scare people when they walk down the street. And sometimes you have dog owners that don't even put them on a leash. They just walk. Oh yeah, they're trained. Now, if these dogs would scare people outside, then it's the responsibility of the owner to make sure that they're on a leash. What happens, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have it in your house. Not allowed to have it in your house unless it's chained up. What if one puts up a sign? One puts up a sign, that's the Minhag HaOlam, beware of dog. Beware of dog. So is that enough to be yotzei this halacha of having a kelev? So first of all, I want you to note that, one might say, what do you mean? Kelev, it says kelev ra. Instead of kelev ra in the dog. So most dogs today maybe aren't in that category. The Gemara Baba Kama seems to say that if there's a wild cat, if there's a dangerous cat, one shouldn't be able to have. And if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Niske Mamon, in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, the Rambam quotes, Asru Chacham L'gad HaChazir B'chol Makom, V'lo Asa Kelev, Elem Kena Yikasha B'Shashelas. The Rambam doesn't say Kelev Ra. The Rambam just says Kelev. So some the Yinosa can't say. The Rambam must assume that it's a Machlokes in the Gemaras, and the Rambam passes L'chumrah. Rav Paskins that one is not allowed to have any type of dog. Any type of dog. Most Rishonim don't assume that way. Most Rishonim assume. Some Achronim follow the Rambam. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Doesn't seem to like dogs that much. In Simon Yud Zayin, where he is against all types of dogs. But most Rishonim seem to say that if they are not Ra, so then one would be able to have them in the house, and one has to use their heads. We'll get back to the sign in a minute, but one has to use their heads. The Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal, in Baba Kama, in Zion Lamed Zion, and Zion Memhei, quote that poskim, don't quote these chilukim today, Ra, not Ra, right, because we have different kinds of animals. Different kinds of animals and the different kinds of dogs. And if it's used as a pet and used as a companion, so then those are not in the category of what was meant by the Gemara. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, the Darish Rav, that which we learned in Miseches Bava Kama Daf Pei, the Chatol Asal Kaimo, one is not allowed to have a cat, who mitzvah lahargo, vein bo mishum hashavas aveda, and you don't have to return it, and it's terrible, and certain types of it, the white cats and the black cats, call them a farshim lo hevio. Lafish lo matzli beinenu, says the Yamshal Shlomo, we don't have these different types of cats. Kamosha einis haramachsha begilui, just like, right, mayim gluyim. We're not makpid on me'ikir adin, because the snakes aren't coming by, putting venom in the water and going off. V'memiso pamachas b'mikra, if an animal did kill, even once, onashachu or bit, v'kato yanshal tinog, and injured a child, pshita denoig b'hem b'chol adinim, then that animal just proved that he is included in these categories, and all these halachas would apply to him. Via filu imheim uchman bar uchman, derabla, and even if he's a black cat, son of a black, v'chulu, v'chinisa b'tozvus, umikomako, imharag adam achshav chatul chivra shal chavero, if somebody goes and kills the white cat of their friend, which the Gemara says, the white cats are dangerous, o ein l'chayv amamu misveika, you still would say, amos v'chavero v'araya. Right, if that person killed because he thought that cat was dangerous. Since he acted because of danger, we'll make him take a shvuah to make sure that he didn't just do it because he hates his neighbor. But he did it because he really thought there was danger, and he thought that was mutter, based on the Dina de Gemara. If you just did it to cause pain to your friend, then obviously you're just, you're a mazik. And then he says in the later piece in Simon Memhei, he says, V'kai gavne, shemishunim bitzurasam. If there are dogs that are mishune, meaning they're not a rabbit. Shame omdin latsudi mahem. They're used to trap other animals with. O lanoi babayas. Or they're just used in the house, right? What we would call a pet. So then, says the Amshon Shlomo, that obviously is mutter. Aval stam kelav lo, af shein onosha b'kal makam aser, mishum shum minabeah. One has to be careful of scaring people with the barking. So one has to use their head exactly what would be acceptable. Back to the other issue that we brought up. The Mishnah Halachas, or Menashe Klein, has a tshuva where he talks about, is a sign good enough? Does it have to be tied up b'shal shal barzel? Right, that's his question. Im neishnaf gamina, this is in Hey Reish Tadi Zayin. Im abalabayis yasim azhara o moda'a b'hachnasa sachatzer. Sheishkan kelav ra. Right, if one has a wild dog, right, is it enough to put a sign? V'chei mishishbo sulam beruwa, is it enough to put up a sign? So, he says, im oseh, he says from Rabbi Nassan, right, who says, oh, we call Rabbi Nassan in our Gemara, they have to remove it. It says you can't have it in the house. You can't have it in the house, so mamas remove it. So he says, if you put up a wall and the dog never gets out, so then you've removed the situation. Im oseh p'ula acheres u'misalek adeh hezek shaper dami, shasek gedr saviv asulam. U'be'emes, he says, I would think that a sign is okay. Why? Fascinating ha'ara. He says, "Kfar herharti bizman hazeh shemachzikim bebatim kol mine kelim elektrisha." We have all different types of items in our house that are inherently dangerous. Electrical items, chemine powder, the chayosim. But we have some powders and medicines that if you have too much of them, it's dangerous. Shemine sam umazikim lebnei adam veich anan machzikim osam va'ka'avar alosasim damim v'gam gorim mechsholos. Right, so how do we have anything dangerous in our houses that might cause hezek? V'nomar to the meshek kosim lav shudavar mazik. Maybe because they're labeled. It says on the items that these are dangerous. Sagile, is that enough? So then also by in on our case, imke kibun the al kol elo chavatam kos v'shu mazik in parentheses. Danger, Balaz. It says danger. So then I would say maybe here too, if you put up a sign on the outside, so maybe that would be good enough. But he says, maybe I have a little raya. Ksas raya. What's the ksas raya? The Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Samaf Tes, where the Gemara talks about kerem ravai hayimitzayin osobiksuz adama. If people are walking next to your field, let's say you have aniyim, right, walking next to your field, so how do they know what they're allowed to take? So if it was ravai, right, stuff that you have to, fruit that you have to bring up to Yerushalayim, they used to have special tziunim, ways to mark in the around the area to let people know that it's ravai. They used to use ksuzas hadama, simana, ma'adami yikana mine avhai, v'shel arla, they used to put charsis, crushed clay, just like crushed clay, you can't get any hana'ah from. In hanamine afhai, the less be hanamine, so to here, there's no hana'ah from the arla. And also kfaris, they used to use sid, some type of lime, to guard, to make sure the Kohanim knew that there are kfaros here. And all of this, the Rosh Hashanah Leil says, this is only during the years of Hefker, when people are going to walk around all the fields. But other years, if somebody comes down to your property without permission, that's not your responsibility. Hali Taylor Rasha Viyamas. Vide Mavur says the Mishnah Alachas. To call Sha'asa le Heker la over Mishavim. As long as you put up a Heker to the passerbyers, Mahani. Right? You can put up all of these different types of materials and they'll know. The Imlokain, Yitzarach Lasakin, get there. Lahasra Mishal. Right? Or else you'd have to remove it. You wouldn't be able to leave the Arla out over there. You wouldn't be able to leave the Ravai out. Elavadai. Must be as long as you put up the simon, it's a milsa, you don't need anything more. That's what he says. It should help with the dog also. Right, and also all the items in your house right? The danger of sarnet should be good enough. Unless you say all these cases aren't the same level of danger. By an item, they have to go into your medicine cabinet, they have to open up the bottle. It's inherently dangerous, but it's not the same as kelevra. Kelevra, you know, maybe a sign would not be, a kelev has the mind of its own, and a kelevra, he says, maybe it wouldn't be good enough, and you really just have to take the Gemara kipshuto and get rid of it. The heker asar kazeh, shekoshin kosher, a kelev yachol lahalach b'chus l'makom asara, right? Maybe the dog could get out, and even within the house, if he's not kashur, ain't him all asar kazuba kelev. So therefore, you know, he doesn't think it would be good enough, right? Maybe you have to open the door sometimes of the house. So this is just some of the related issues of having a dangerous dog. Having a dangerous dog. Again, many other halachas related to animals, which we didn't get to, and feeding animals before you, and muksa issues, and neutering issues. But this is about dangerous dogs in one's house.